This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That is our mission. It's not only making America great again, but let's make America greater. That's the next phase after we get through this first part, ladies and gentlemen. It is the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. You want to get involved in the conversation? You got something to add? Good, bad, indifferent? Speak up. Let us hear from you, okay? Your voice and your opinion counts here. Unlike in most places where they just want to invalidate you and cast you aside. This has been this growing and very dangerous sentiment. You know, I was just reading again that, UC Berkeley is at it one more time. Ben Shapiro is going there, and they're just all in a tither about this, offering some sort of, psychological post-traumatic service to the kids there exposed to Shapiro. Shapiro's been there before. Last time he had full access to the theater there that seats something like 2,000. They cut it back to 1,000 because they said, well, these Antifa types are going to come in and, you know, take the chairs off the bolts and throw them on the kids down below or something. It's just, absolute craziness. I guess the college is saying that it's ill-prepared. It can't handle this. Well, is it any wonder? I think it's only recently that the university decided that they could allow the officers to use pepper spray. I mean, how do you conduct any kind of control of people if your hands are tied? Well, they know that, and Antifa comes in, these outsiders, and they're destroying the campus. But Scott, one of the things that comes to mind is these kids are so tight that they forgot to laugh. I wonder if there's anybody laughing on the campus anymore, that they're just so wired, so tight, and so tense. In fact, many comedians have said, hey, look, we're not, that was the big thing. They would go in and do the college tour, right? But a lot of them have said, hey, I don't want to even go to the college because they don't know how to, there's no funny at college campuses anymore.
I think that people have forgotten that, what happens when you're offended? There's a comedian that says this, what happens when you're offended? Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. It's just a thought. It's a feeling. It's a... Nothing. Nothing happens when you're offended. So when you're offended, you just either go walk away from the thing that offends you, or you speak your mind, and then that's it. And if you speak your mind, speak it. You don't yell it. You don't shout it. You don't
All of a sudden, if you can't understand what I'm saying to you at a normal voice, shouting it somehow. It makes it
better, yeah. Also, now I'm listening. Now I'm paying attention to you.
Right.
No, I have an 11-year-old. He shouts. He shouts when he gets if he gets mad or whatever. And that doesn't do anything. That doesn't make me listen to him all of a sudden.
Yeah. If anything, then you want to say, hey, talk to the hand, because get ready and make sure that you turn around very quickly, because that hand is going to be on your posterior for being out of control.
Well, I always just tell him, I'm not yelling at you. Do you want me to start yelling?
Yeah.
Because I can yell louder.
Right.
I can yell a lot louder. But it's just I think people that think all of a sudden think that being offended is some sort of big injustice done to you, and it's nothing. It's nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing happens to you when you're offended.
Well, certainly the narrative has gone over the top. I mean, it's spread into ESPN. Jemele Hill, her statements, over-the-top statements. Of course, ESPN just kind of, exposed themselves and said, hey, she's our gal, we're going to continue to support her, right?
I think that's the other issue, is that I think that we don't have reprieves from politics anymore. Hmm. Places that we used to, things that we used to do to get away from it are now becoming politicized.
Well, without a doubt, you can't even watch a fundraiser without being, sermonized to, and And if you're not in lockstep with the order of the day, it makes for a rather boring evening, to say the least. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We're coming at 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
You probably thought ESPN stood for Entertainment and Sports Programming Network. Increasingly, it looks like endless, stupid political nagging. The network has already drawn ridicule, rightly so, for pulling football announcer Robert Lee off a UVA football game because his name bore some resemblance to that of a dead Confederate general. But it gets better. Now, ESPN commentator Jemele Hill has gone on a bizarre Twitter rant, writing, among other things, this: Donald Trump is a white supremacist who has largely surrounded himself with other white supremacists. In one of more than a dozen follow-up tweets, she added that, quote, Trump has empowered white supremacists, see Charlottesville. People noticed this. Today, an ESPN released a statement in response saying this, quote, the comments on Twitter from Jemele Hill regarding the president do not represent the position of ESPN. We have addressed this with Jemele, and she recognizes her actions were inappropriate. Whatever that means. Well, Clay Travis may know what it means. He covers all this as a reporter on Fox Sports. He also writes at OutkickTheCoverage.com, and he joins us tonight. So, Clay, what exactly does that mean, we've addressed it with an anchor? Is that punishment?
It means that nothing actually happened, because Jemele Hill is saying what the higher-ups at ESPN believe. I think this goes all the way to the top, Tucker. Bob Iger, the CEO of Disney, follows 59 people on Twitter. One of them is Jemele Hill. And I think what has happened is Disney and ESPN have decided we want to be a left-wing sports network. And so if a guy like Kurt Schilling comes out and he says, oh, I disagree with the North Carolina transgender bathroom law, he gets fired. If a guy like Mike Ditka says, I don't think Barack Obama was a good president and I'm voting for Donald Trump, he gets fired. But if Jemele Hill comes out and says that Donald Trump's a white supremacist, the only reason he got elected president is because he's white, and that all of his supporters are effectively bigots, she gets rewarded. She gets wrapped on the knuckles. She continues to do her show because Bob Iger and John Skipper, the CEO of Disney and the president of ESPN, agree with her and want left-leaning politics to be the forward-facing front of ESPN.
Hey, remember when Glenn Beck.
Well, ESPN making a fatal, I believe, and they will find this out just as some of the others have found out, that, you know, making your politics involved, as we were talking about just a moment ago, Scott, you know, people are done with this whole political deal, because what happens, sadly, it is, it's become so monolithic that, you know, and it's bashing, you know, a great number of people. And when you think about sports, you know, last time you looked at the demographic, I mean, who makes up the sports fan? And I would say probably it has a tendency to be more conservative than liberal. So now you're going to take this enterprise. If you think not, look what's happening with the NFL. Look what's happening with the pushback and the response on Colin Kaepernick, and now others who think that you can offend our national anthem, disrespect our flag, those that have served it, those of us that believe in it. Yeah, I mean, you have every right to do that, but and we have every right to decide not to pay the price to go to a game anymore. And look, at we'll just watch it on TV, and or not watch it on TV. And there's an increasing disinterest toward these efforts. Now, celebrities have found this out the hard way along the way, but yet they continue to test things. Somehow, they want to get political or feel like, okay, well, you know, I'm on the stage and I've got all these followers and everything like that, so now I'm going to be their savior and I'm going to talk politics to them. And they go, you know, that's not what we paid for. We paid for you to sing. You know, shut up, sing. Let's do this. I mean, what last night they had a big fundraiser. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, your big thing is that, you know, a lot of people say, you know, stick to sports and stuff like that, which I don't necessarily agree with that. You know, I think athletes have just as much right to an opinion. It's just that when they, so when you go to a sports game, that's not where I want to see your opinion. If you want to go on a sports show and you get asked a question about, you know, what do you think about current events? Mm-hmm. Fine. Answer that question. You know, I'm perfectly willing to hear that. If you want to write an article for, you know, an online site, go ahead and do that. I'm all for that. Mm-hmm. Because everybody has a right to express their opinion. But if I'm going to a basketball game, I don't want to see a protest.
Yeah.
I want to see the basketball game.
Exactly.
If I go to a football game, I don't want to see a protest. I want to see the football game. I want to get away. Sports are a way to get away from your day to day.
Well, it's amusement. Yeah, that's what you go for, entertainment, amusement, to detach, to decompress, in a sense. Although some people get so excited at games, I don't know if they decompress much. They just wire themselves up from a different direction, different angle there. But Scott, you know, I think Michael Jordan summed it up perfectly. And when he was asked about this, and he says, well, you know, Republicans buy tennis shoes as well. So he understood the grander game and the idea of brand and what that all meant. You know, and even when I was growing up in the broadcast industry, my mentor used to say, you know, you don't want to negate your audience. You don't want to limit your audience. And so be careful what you say so that it doesn't turn people off. So you want to promote the positive over the negative. But, you know, today the culture is, no, you want to promote the negative. But it's interesting how it reversed, because most people, I mean, if you talk to Jamil about this, she'd probably say, well, I don't see that as negative at all. I saw that as very positive. I feel it's my duty, you know, to respond to this injustice. You know, I see Donald Trump as a white supremacist. Wow, I mean, you know, this is how upside down the culture is right now.
And if that's a good thing, because that's inciting racial tension right there.
You're adding to the problem. You're certainly not doing anything about the solution. But, you know, look at the, you know, the Media Research Center with their statistics that came out this summer. 91% of the information reported on Donald Trump was negative. 91%, Scott. I mean, you know, think that you got about, 35% of his, you know, just staunch followers, no matter what, you know, believe in Donald Trump. I mean, you've absolutely turned them off, and even the people in the middle that, you know, want to have some reason. I mean, after a while, you get so bombarded. But the challenge that you have when you have that kind of influence or that kind of verbiage going out there, you're conditioning the public. I mean, you know, really? I mean, Donald Trump is worthy of 91% of bad news? I mean, in only 9%, he's only, you know, that you can attribute any kind of, and probably even at that 9%, you probably had to really stretch it and give him the benefit of the doubt. So, you know, this is the kind of language and the worldview that Jamil and others are living under. I mean, there's no objective conversation about these things. And like you say, yeah, you have your right to opinion, but I would hope that you'd want to test your opinion in public discourse and to advance it. You know, it is amazing to me how people can be so ideological and so fixed that they lose a sense of quality discussion and value to the conversation when you want to advance things and you really want things to be better. I think that's the sad commentary and the disappointing, aspect of it. And I see it as a lose-lose proposition, frankly. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. The conversation continues.
Water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Your emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, we're back with the America Just the Way You Like Me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're going to spend some time here on Benghazi. Here it is, 5 years down the road. What have we learned? As a result, something like, what did they spend, Scott? Something like $7 million on that, on that hearing, on that whole process, the investigation with Trey Gowdy in the House. $7 million and no information. And I guess that, as Craig Gowdy would say, as a prosecutor, his hands were tied, not to make excuses, just the reality of it. It's almost like that scene from A Few Good Men, you know, you can't handle the truth. You know, I was waiting for Hillary Clinton to come out with that one. But after all the money, four Americans dead, what do we know today? Do we know a whole lot more? And some of this stuff is starting to seep out. In fact, Catherine Herridge last night reported on Fox News some additional information that, you know, it's one of those ones, you know, that comes out about the contractors who were involved with Benghazi. And they're saying the Clinton State Department silenced them on the Benghazi security lapses. Here's Catherine Herridge's report.
Department contract officer trying to silence you.
Oh, absolutely. The U.S. ambassador is dead and nobody is held accountable for it. And three guys who try to defend him all died.
The people who made the poor choices that actually, I would say, were more responsible for the Benghazi attacks than anyone else, they're still in the same positions, making security choices for our embassies overseas now.
Jerry Torres, a former Green Beret, is the president and CEO of Torres Advanced Enterprise Solutions, which supplies security for U.S. embassies and consulates around the world. And along with Brad Owens, a former Army intelligence officer, they have more than 45 years of service. Speaking exclusively to Fox, they have firsthand knowledge of the security nightmare on the ground in Benghazi, Libya, before the 2012 terrorist attack that killed Ambassador Chris Stevens, Foreign Service Officer Sean Smith, and former Navy SEALs Ty Woods and Glenn Doherty.
5 years after the attack, could it happen again?
Oh, absolutely. Nothing's changed.
In the spring of 2012, Torres bid on the security contract for the State Department compound in Benghazi. But the nearly $700,000 deal, handled by State Department contracting officer Jan Vicentainer, went to a mysterious foreign company, Blue Mountain Group. The guards were local hires through another company and not armed.
Blue Mountain UK is a teeny tiny little security company registered in Wales that had never had a diplomatic security contract, had never done any high threat contracts anywhere else in the world that we've been able to find.
This classified cable, first reported by Fox News, shows that by mid-August 2012, Ambassador Stevens and his team knew they were in trouble, warning the State Department that radical Islamic groups were everywhere.
It was a disaster.
They were sending these cables back to the contracting guys and the decision makers back here, and they weren't responding. It's gross incompetence or negligence, one of the two.
2 weeks before the attack, with the situation critical, suddenly the State Department wants their help.
They came back to us and said, can you guys come in and take over security? So we were ready. I mean, you know, unfortunately, 12 days later, the ambassador was killed.
After the attack, emails show Blue Mountain was advised not to talk. Torres and Owens claim they got the same order, and the State Department contracting officer Vicentainer went further, summoning Torres in early 2013 from another job overseas to come to the State Department building in Roslyn, Virginia.
She stopped me in the lobby short of the guard post and had a conversation with me with respect to Benghazi.
What did the State Department contract officer say?
She said that I and people from Torres should not speak to the media, should not speak to any officials with respect to the Benghazi program.
When you chose to be silent, did you
kind of amazing here, Scott? Let's just go ahead and plot her down here. You know, when you think about the Blue Mountain UK as assessed by by Owens, who had personally visited the Benghazi compound to assess security there, he said it was shocking. You know, here's this Blue Mountain UK. Teeny tiny little security company registered in Wales that had never had a diplomatic security contract. It makes you wonder, is this another one of those Hillary Clinton deal? I know it's a little bit of a leap right now. You know, that's not being exposed. But again, your mind can't help but go in that direction, Scott, because it's going, why would you hire somebody to come into an area like Benghazi that you knew was a hot spot, that people had already, the Red Cross was moving out, Britain had moved out, of Benghazi earlier. It was under attack, and you're going to have somebody at this low level come in and offer security, somebody that is just so ill prepared to handle something like this. I mean, This is another one of those, kind of loose wires that is kind of hanging out there relevant to Benghazi and the Hillary Clinton State Department. But again, it's like, people are just, picking on her and trying to put something on her. But, clearly this whole situation was, the Secretary of State was missing in action. She wants to talk about her accomplishments. I think this is a blatant mark and blemish on her career, how this whole situation, and even with President Obama, and as to what happened, and subsequently, we found out after the fact that there was actual gun running. And I think that when this first happened, my gut said, and I even said this much, I declared it as, I said, this is a gut reaction to this, that there's some gun running going on. I mean, there's a lot more to this story, to come up with some, fallacious, silly deal that a video had everything to do with this. And earlier, about an hour previous, when all hell broke loose there in Libya, you had the Turkish ambassador on the ground with Chris Stevens. They were meeting. And what people understood was guns were being run through Turkey. They were being facilitated and backdoored to the Syrian rebels there. And, of course, this is like, shades and memories of what happened with, Colonel North and, the Contra gun running situation. Here it is. It's almost the same thing, but the media didn't help. This all got brushed under. We've got the, Hillary Clinton there, at the casket ceremony when the bodies arrived in the United States, telling the parents, now that it was the video. In fact, you're going to hear in a little bit, we're going to replay an interview that we had with Charles Wood. He's the father of the slain Navy SEAL Tyrone Woods. And interesting thing that came out in the conversation is that he happens to be an attorney, by the way. Charles has a notepad. And this is something I learned a long time ago, is that you had a notepad. In fact, I learned it from... I'm going to misremember his name again, Onassis. And Onassis would tell his kids, and he was, he practiced this as well, is he had this like this little notebook, and he would just, note things, incidences that would happen during the day, and kind of reminders. I thought, wow, that really makes a lot of sense with things that happen. So I try to do that as well. But Charles Wood does this, and he made note at the casket ceremony what Hillary Clinton said. And as we find out now, especially with James Comey and, the current, news of the day of what's been going on, that that has validity, keeping notes like that. So he kept, he made a note and, just thought it was interesting that she had said that it was about a video and, they were going to go and get this guy. And so that's in his notebook. But the fact of the matter is, sadly, is we have four Americans dead. We don't know much more than that, it seems. And now some of these things are coming out, relevant to the contractor and, relevant to the false narrative, relevant to, Hillary Clinton missing in action, who wanted to be the commander in chief. And she wants to know what happened. Well, it wasn't just the campaign. What happened was the sum total of her career and her service to the country. Some might say misservice at times. And this is one of those glaring questions that is problematic as she continues to want to be in the spotlight of things, obviously. So, we'll listen in just a moment. We're going to bring Charles Woods back and you hear his story about Benghazi and his frustration.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. Charles Woods joins us right now. He's the father of Ty Woods, a Navy SEAL killed in Benghazi, Libya. He's an attorney, the father of four college-age kids. Two are studying to be nurses. One is in the medical school, and one wants to be an attorney like her dad. Charles Woods, an honor to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live, sir.
Well, thank you, Bill. You know, Monday's going to be the five-year anniversary.
Exactly.
Of what happened in Benghazi, and I appreciate your not allowing this to be swept under the rug.
Well, it is amazing that 5 years hence, Charles, we still know so little, even after what I thought was a pretty robust investigation by Trey Gowdy, but what was proven was their authority only went so far, and the nerve of Congress seems to be limited as to what they want to do regarding Benghazi, the truth of it all, and in the words of one Hillary Clinton, so that this would never, ever happen again.
Well, unfortunately, all the facts have not come out. And I was somewhat distressed by this judge's decision that just came out recently, or rather the FBI's decision. The emails of Hillary Clinton were not interesting enough to the public.
Yes.
You've heard about that.
Yes, exactly.
My feeling on the subject is that everyone listening to your program is interested in what Hillary and the FBI are hiding.
Yeah, and I'm very much interested still in Benghazi. I mean, in January of last year, the movie 13 Hours was pretty clear as to what happened, I thought, and as much as could be after the fact, a pretty fair depiction of what happened on 9/11 and 9/12 of 2012. And here we are, you know, 5 years down the road, as you say, looking at the anniversary 5 years later, And we had four Americans, your son, Sean Smith, Glenn Doherty, and, of course, the ambassador, Christopher Stevens, all murdered that day and victims of Benghazi, which Hillary and Susan Rice, the president, including, insisted that it had something to do with the video, which I don't think anybody's willing to buy that anymore.
Exactly. When I did meet her at Andrews Air Force Base, that was basically the only thing that she said was that she said that they were going to have the person arrested who was responsible for that video to cause the death of my son. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was kind of strange the way that, you know, that was how she tried to console me. Mm-hmm. And when she said that, I mean, I could tell that she was, you know, just by her body language and everything else, that, you know, that wasn't an accurate statement.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and the thing is, less people should forget, you're a note taker. I mean, you know, we have notes being taken by the FBI director, who was a consummate note taker, and you also keep a notebook, which I think is really brilliant. It's something that I learned a long time ago from, who was it, the Greek tycoon who had a notebook and was married to Jacqueline Kennedy, and then all of a sudden
Onassis, right?
Onassis kept a notebook, and when I heard that you kept a notebook, I remember as, you know, as a kid hearing about that, I said, this is brilliant. And so I have tried to follow suit. But you keep a notebook, and you wrote down exactly, you said something, I gave Hillary a hug, shook her hand, and she said, we're going to have that filmmaker arrested who is responsible for the death of my son. And she made that statement to other family members as well. But you wrote it down. And even in a court of law, I mean, you're an attorney. We understand that note-taking like this does have some basis in a court of law, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's contemporaneous evidence is what it is. Actually, at the time, I didn't realize that there was any big deal about mm-hmm. what she was saying. I just wrote it down. I didn't think it was, you know, anything of any real importance. And it wasn't until later, you know, when everything blew up that this became relevant. Yeah, for years I've kept a little notebook in my pocket, and I always jokingly say I keep my brains in my pocket. But it's necessary to write things down because with the passage of time, you know, your memory can, you know, fade a little bit. So the important things I just write down, and I thought it was important at the time that, you know, I'd met such a illustrious person and just wanted to memorialize it.
Exactly. And, of course, this all took place at the infamous casket ceremony when the bodies came home. And as you say, you thought a bit suspicious of her words. And, of course, later on, you know, after, I don't know, 12-plus hours of testimony before Congress, you know, she decided to close the case, and she says it's time to move on. And how do you move on when there's still so many questions remaining?
You know, the thing is the public is still interested in what happens, and I think it's really important as far as our government is concerned, as far as the integrity of our government is concerned and our whole constitutional process for this information to come out. If there was not damaging information, Hillary and the FBI would release it. Mm-hmm. And the fact that there were not damaging information, Hillary Clinton would not inadvertently destroy 30,000-plus emails.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I don't know that it was inadvertent. I think that's giving her way too much the benefit of the doubt, as she, you know, joked about, you know, the screen being wiped with, you know, some sort of Windex or whatever. But what they did was something much more devious. And, you know, I believe anyway. I mean, anybody can believe what they want to believe. But this is the problem that we have. We often say on this show, Charles, that in the absence of fact, opinion rules.
and opinion is running rampant over all this Benghazi situation, and we only have the government to blame for that because, you know, there's been some suggestion that there was gun running going on, and that would seem a bit more plausible. You had the ambassador of Turkey an hour before with our ambassador, with Chris Stevens, and he just to walk him out the exit door. There was rather quiet. There wasn't any suggestion whatsoever when the ambassador of Turkey left the gates of the compound there. And what they've subsequently discovered was that there were guns going, you know, out of Benghazi to Turkey to the Syrian rebels. Well, of course, you know, the Obama administration, you know, they've been seem to be connected with gun running, of which, if you'll recall, Eric Holder, our attorney general, stands in contempt of Congress even to this day, and you know, is subject to arrest. But I don't think that's going to happen. They don't seem to have the courage to do such a thing. But he flat out lied about it. And, you know, so all these things just really, you know, I guess they're in right in the face of a president that says that not one scandal occurred during his administration.
Well, Bill, you know, the bottom line is this. If the information in those emails was favorable to Hillary Clinton, she would have voluntarily released them a long time ago.
Right.
Instead, like I say, inadvertently, she destroyed thousands of emails and the equipment on which they were stored.
Well, Charles, for Ty, your son, and the three others who died at Benghazi on this anniversary, what do you want people to remember about Ty and the fallen Americans on that day that we look back 5 years after the fact?
Well, you know, as you know, Ty is an American hero. And Navy SEALs, they do not want any recognition whatsoever about what they do. They're just doing their job. They're very humble, private people. But I think that what would really bring pleasure to Ty, to his memory, would be if his death would inspire other people to be American heroes just like he was. And I'm not saying in the military. Be a hero to your children. Be a hero to your wives. Be a hero in your work, in everything that you do. Give 100% and, you know, make people that are around you and your country proud of you.
Well, the opportunity for our country, Charles, is to get the truth out. Charles Wood, father of Navy SEAL slain in Benghazi, Tyrone Woods, and an attorney and father of four. Charles, thank you so much for being with us. God bless you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Bill. Lord bless you as well.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest
lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit servi.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at servi.org.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you? Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and you know what that means. It is time for the one and only James Hurston. Yes, New York Times best-selling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor, and now webmaster is what he does. Hey, sometimes you got to do what you got to do, right?
That's right, you do.
Hey, but I like the new website. It's outstanding. And of course, the big headline this week is George Clooney, Jennifer Lawrence. Next thing you know, they're going to be on the sidelines of the NFL, you know, objecting, raising fists, taking a knee. These guys only know how to just hurt their brand, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great comparison because we're seeing the disease spreading through the NFL. It's never had an opening day like this. That's a failure of the NFL leadership, and it is only going to get worse. Pandora's box has been opened, and they ought to make Mike Ditka the commissioner of the NFL and solve all the problems. But
I'll second that emotion.
Yeah, a Trump backing Mike Ditka. But this is very similar because Jennifer Lawrence and George Clooney are just two examples of people that really some of the studio executives will only whisper about this, but they're supposed to, as far as their contract goes, when they have a movie coming out, they're supposed to travel around and basically promote the movie and sell it, do public relations. And both of them are walking, talking, public relations disaster.
Yeah, they need crisis managers cleaning up right behind them, James.
Yeah, there's no question about it. Now, George Clooney, you know, who's been a certified Trump antagonist, hater, for a long time, he's been mouthing off about Trump pretty regularly, and he sounds like the anchors at CNN and MSNBC.
Well, because George Clooney has such great, great ideas. He has better ideas to make America great again, right?
Oh, yeah, right.
So I definitely want to listen to him.
He has any idea. Yeah. He has no idea. Mm-hmm. All he does, and that's the thing, you know, Hollywood stock and trade is emotion. And George Clooney, a recent, you know, George Clooney was someone that seemed in charge of his emotions. He seemed like a person that could maintain his cool. Not anymore when it comes to the White House. And lately, what he's been is obsessed with Steve Bannon. And Steve Bannon's a personal friend, and I've worked with Steve Bannon. And Bannon, everybody knows this, he was an investment banker, and he worked in Hollywood, and he basically got a fortune in finance, and he produced about 16 films. But Clooney has been running around just preoccupied with Bannon's film career and using profanity every other sentence. He has constantly focused on that Bannon as a failed director and writer in Hollywood, and an effing failure, by the way.
Yes, right, of course.
And if he'd been picked up...
Yeah, because what happens if you add the expletive, that's worse than being a failure, right? That's a way down there failure, right?
Yeah, but his language shows somebody, you know, really out of control, right, off the rails. And he's talking about Bannon licking his anatomy in the rear, kind of thing, you know, the three-letter word.
Yeah.
And he has sentences where he uses profanity two or three times in the sentence. He went to another, this was, by the way, he was ranting about Bannon at the Toronto Film Festival. He had ranted about it at another festival in Paris a few months ago. Then he went to the Daily Beast. By the way, he's supposed to be promoting his movie, and instead he's talking about Trump and Bannon. Then he called him the female anatomy name that also is a
yes,
little pet.
Right.
Then he called him a little wannabe writer. And he used the F word again. And this is a guy who's a consummate hypocrite, because he has a couple of places in Europe, and he's been out there being pro-refugee, you know, pro-open borders. Then all of a sudden he makes the decision, hey, you know, I'm going to move back to the United States. It's not safe here anymore. Guess why, George?
Yes.
It's because of the people that you lobbied to bring in. Then there's Jennifer Lawrence. They call her J-Law.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Lawrence, you know, you personally were going through the fear and probably no victims of Hurricane Irma.
Right.
We both know people that have suffered over Hurricane Harvey. Mm-hmm. And Jennifer Lawrence, this is amazing. She's supposed to be compassionate, and she is the most insensitive human being on the planet. I almost said a George Clooney word.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She says that, basically, that this is Mother Nature's rage and wrath. It's revenge to the American electorate, I guess in Texas and Florida, for voting President Trump into office and for people not embracing the theory of man-made global warming. And she was in the UK talking to a television channel there, promoting her movie and spouting out this idiocy. And both of them are supposed to be improving the box office. And what they're doing is insulting potential filmgoers. And I'm sure there are people in the studio, especially the PR people, that are tearing their hair out.
Oh, my gosh,
and
yes.
Having to reach for the Tums.
I mean, defibrillators to the ready. I mean, this is insane. I mean, are people, like, checking these two for, you know, tinfoil hats here? I mean, you know, this stuff is getting tiring, and it's such a waste of energy. And if they want to destroy their brand that way and do this, I'll tell you, if I was a studio, I'd bring those two home. I'd say, let's find somebody else here that we can use to promote the movies. I mean, these guys are doing us more harm than good.
Absolutely they are. You know, and these are they both have Trump derangement syndrome to the max.
Yeah, they do.
They both have been spouting out. I mean, Lawrence had said a couple, you know, when Trump was even talking about running, that it would be the end of the world if he won. But here's the thing about Lawrence, you know, Jennifer Lawrence. She's also let it be known that she has a way to calm herself. She's been very distressed since November of 2016. She calms herself, get this, Bill, with what she calls a Kardashian tent. Okay? So she brings this to the lot when she's shooting a movie, and it's a tent that contains pictures of the Kardashians and a video feed of the Kardashian that plays continuously on a loop. And she also has lots of gumballs there. She calls it her happy place. That's her happy place. Now, my prediction is when the public gets wind of their remarks and the box office results come out for their new movies, they're going to have to go to her happy place with the gumballs, with the Kardashian loop.
Maybe they'll find Willy Wonka there. Maybe Willy Wonka will come in and pay him a visit. What do you think?
Maybe Willy Wonka, and then we'll get him some binkies.
Yes, exactly. Wow. This is so crazy, this whole Trump deranged situation. I mean, we had a situation where there was another teacher up in Georgia that told a kid that came in with their MAGA t-shirt, hashtag MAGA, Make America Great Again, and likened it to a swastika. Said swastikas aren't allowed in this school. I mean, this is how unhinged it's become. And what is Trump? What is Trump guilty of here?
You know, what is it about wanting to make the country better?
Yes.
That in any way is related to a symbol for a horrible Nazi movement that we fought against in World War II. There is no nexus there. Mm-hmm. The only way you can find it is to artificially construct it, which is what that teacher did, and then impose that construction on the students, and that is reprehensible.
Well, and then you got Rahm, oh wonderful Rahm Emanuel, out in Chicago because of DACA, says Trump is forbidden in Illinois or Chicago. You got to be kidding me! Come on, really?
Yeah, what is he calling it, a Trump free zone or whatever? It is.
Yeah,
You know, I mean, I'm sorry, you know. That's my hometown. I was born in Chicago, and I'll tell you what, Ron's going to have tremendous difficulty enforcing that.
Yeah.
As much as the Chicago police are beleaguered with record murders, and these are good people that serve on the police force today, there's no way that they're going to stop, the president's plane from landing in the airport and Donald Trump from doing a rally there, which I think he should.
I think Trump should go to the city line and put his toe over the line every once in a while just to mess with Rahm Emanuel. You know, just,
I think he should.
You know, just to play with him.
I predict he will.
Just for fun. I mean, this is insane. You know, like you say, meanwhile, people are looking for jobs. We got a 3% GDP. First time we've seen this in 8 years. Millions of jobs have been created under this administration. Things are moving. The headwinds, even in spite of everything the Democrats want to do, putting a stick in the spokes of this president, it continues to move forward. But, you know, people are going to, you know, Main Street America is making up their mind, James, on all this stuff, this derangement system. Syndrome. They're just saying, look, get on with it. Let's make it work.
As the results spread, and they will, the fact that GDP is up, border crossings are down, jobs are up, Gorsuch is on the court, and his other court appointments are wonderful. And all of this gets out there, and the moves that he's going to make and continues to make to help the American workers in this country, people who work for a living, American citizens in this country, I think already today the headlines are that his approval rating is rising. I think it rose something like 9 points, and it's going to continue to rise.
Without a doubt. James Hurston, the one and only, yes, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Good stuff here, James. Let's see what we can do. See if we can give Hollywood a chill pill. Is that possible?
I think the best way to do it, the same thing as the NFL, let's shut them off.
You got it.
Let's stop giving them our money.
You got it. Thanks, James. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right. Thank you.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when, and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2000. 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.